A year and a half after the Banking Royal Commission urged a crackdown on irresponsible lending, the federal government wants to make it easier for people to get a home loan. The Treasurer says making it easier for borrowers to access credit is an important part of the government's economic recovery plan out of the recession, and he's removing what he calls unnecessary red tape and costs on the banks. But consumer groups warn the government's already forgotten the lessons from the Banking Royal Commission. Isabel Rowe reports.
Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg wants more Australians borrowing more money.
Credit and its flow to the community will be absolutely critical to our economic recovery. Whether it's in the housing sector, whether it's in the retail sector, we have a regulatory approach that's too complex, that is too costly.
The Treasurer is proposing changes to the Credit Act, which he says will make getting a home loan faster and easier. New rules would put the onus on borrowers to provide accurate financial information to their bank, rather than expecting banks to carry the burden of determining someone's risk. Josh Frydenberg told Channel 7 the current policy is making banks too risk-averse.
The banks are so concerned about getting on the wrong side of these regulations that they're not providing the level of credit that we need across the economy. So it's all about getting the balance right. So what we're seeking to do is to enable the lending to take place without borrowers having to provide their Uber Eats slips and their Netflix subscriptions and all sorts of details which are unnecessary to get their loan or their extension on their credit card.
Economist Stephen Koukoulis thinks it's a good idea.
Look, one of the problems as we've been negotiating the economic recovery is that credit growth has been very weak. We know that while housing has been reasonably resilient, but housing credit growth has been slowing down over the last few months. But more importantly, perhaps, is the real weakness in business credit. Businesses just simply aren't borrowing money. So anything that can make it a little bit easier for that interaction of borrowing, investing and hiring is a good thing.
But CEO of the Financial Rights Legal Centre, Karen Cox, is angry.
I am absolutely flabbergasted by this. Have we learnt nothing from the Banking Royal Commission? Have we learnt nothing from the global financial crisis?
She says the Banking Royal Commission found the responsible lending rules banks already have to follow aren't having an adverse impact on lending levels. And data released by the Australian Bureau of Statistics in September shows new housing and personal loans are rising despite the economic crisis.
And first home buyer commitments were up 14.4% seasonally adjusted in July. There is no evidence here that lending is the problem.
The Treasurer's argument is that we're in a completely unprecedented time and that we need to do what we can to stimulate the economy. Do you buy that?
The government is in the process of winding back the coronavirus assistance to people. Some people are getting back to work. Others are finding that they are in an absolutely unprecedented crisis. And the government's answer to this is to say, borrow more money. That is not going to help.
The changes will come into effect in March if they pass Parliament.
Isabel Rowe reporting there.